Some undocumented migrants do make it to their U.S. destination, though, and then they have to get by without papers. If they are kids when they arrive, it can be tough to apply for college later, even under DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which allows them to study and work. Many schools don't realize that these students are eligible for admission, but one student in Boston figured out a way to get in. She's from Brazil and crossed the border 12 years ago with her mom and baby sister. She was 7 years old then, and here she is now.
My name is Valeria DeVille. I'm an undocumented student living in Boston, and I just received a full ride to Northeastern University for all 4 years. College was always a dream of mine. I always wanted to attend college. It was something that my mother specifically came to the United States looking for a better education for my sister and I. And so right when we got here, not only did I know I was undocumented, I also knew that my mom and I had this goal, right, together that we would go and she would work and I would attend school and do my best and get good grades. And that's exactly what I did. And by ninth grade, that's when I really understood what being undocumented meant, because at that point, I had a 4.0, had all A's, top student, but there were a lot of programs that I couldn't join because I didn't have a social security number. And so when I realized what that meant and how that would affect my future that I planned, I basically thought about giving up. I broke down. I cried in front of my teacher. Through my mind, I just ran the fact that my mom had worked so hard and sacrificed so much. You know, part of me just wanted some help, like sort of a direction into where I could go. Like, yes, these are some merit scholarships you can compete for and be eligible for. As far as my guidance counselor, I was actually the one who was guiding the guidance counselors about being undocumented and what they had to do. And they actually sent undocumented students to me so that I could actually help them. So as I call these colleges, I just explain to them I'm undocumented, but I have DACA, which means I do have a social. However, a lot of them still consider me as an international student. So the school needs to change in their system the choices in which you can choose. You know, it's not just U.S. citizen, permanent resident, international student. They need to include DACA or undocumented. It's an easy thing to do. It's just a matter of understanding and changing it in their systems. I remember how I would wait late at night to make sure my mom would be coming home. And I would be holding my sister and feeding her her bottle because she was a baby still. It was just, to me, it all felt helpless. And it sort of continued throughout my high school career. And it wasn't until I received this full ride that it really kind of went away. Now it's worth it. And, you know, and now my mom's hard work is worth it. And that, to me, is what matters the most.
Great story. Valeria DeVille will be starting college this fall at Northeastern University here in Boston. She told her story to my colleague, Maria Muriel.